Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He joins us every single Browns Monday, 5 p.m. right here, Browns analyst Nathan Zagura. Nathan, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Thanks. Good to be with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you, as always. At some point, we'll get to your take on John Cena tapping out to Gunther, because that actually did come up on the show today by non-wrestling fan JP, but I guess we'll start here. What led to, or what do you think is the culmination of events that led to how that game went yesterday?
It was just, you know, the Bears are a very good team. That's the number one offense in the NFL since week five. The Bears played well, and kind of with those conditions, you knew the team that was able to run the ball and stop their opponent from running the ball was going to have a big advantage. And then on top of that, the team that was going to take care of the football was going to have a big advantage. And it's just as simple to look at that and say, we could not run the ball on 14 design runs. The Browns' longest run that game was 4 yards, which is just insane. The blocking, I thought at times was very poor. Guys were completely just whiffing on blocks, and Quinshon Judkins, you know, gets hit in the backfield now for the season. It's almost 55% of his carries. He's getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. And so he's got nowhere to go. He's got the highest percentage of his total rushing yards coming after contact than any running back in the NFL. So that's not a good scenario. And then they ran it very effectively. DeAndre Swift had a nice game, over 5 yards a carry. And then we turned it over three times. They didn't turn it over at all. So that's kind of how that all happens there. And the Bears were locked in. That was a big game. It was interesting being there. They just kept saying over and over, you know, this is a must-win game. This is a must-win game. And that's the way they treat it. And they came out and they executed, I thought, at a high level, and they beat the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, the playoff percentage points for the Bears, it was drastic for them winning versus losing that game. But all right, with Shador, it felt like a step backwards just a little bit, but there was a lot that it felt like he still had to try to overcome. What was your grade? What was your outlook on how he played?
Yeah, it's certainly not as good as what we saw against Tennessee. It's tough, but to be that franchise guy, you've got to be able to kind of raise things up around you. I still thought he made some great throws, you know, got the ball to Isaiah Bond while getting hit twice down the field, two times for 89 yards. I thought that was very good. Unfortunately, you know, what we saw was in a situation where we turned the football over. He had a couple, and the one to Jerry Jeudy, that's not his fault. That should have been a touchdown, and maybe we're looking at this game a little bit differently in his final stats, certainly differently if that goes from a touchdown, which it should have been. That was an incredible ball. Instead, it ends up being an interception. But, you know, at times, he still got to learn how to use his eyes. I thought that the Bears did a good job of disguising their coverages post-snap. They're a team that likes to do that at a high rate, and I thought that caused him to hold the ball at times a little more than he needed to. And so there were times that he looked a little bit confused, and that's to be expected. He's a rookie. That was a tough environment. Those were brutal conditions. That's as cold as I've ever been, I think, in my life. in our booth when our heaters weren't working, and that was a tough experience. And I'm sure on the field it was even worse. Not his best, but this is something that you hope you come home now. You got the Bills and the Steelers and the Bengals left, and you can see that improvement. It's not supposed to be linear progress. I think that's just too hard, and especially, you know, given the offensive line that he's dealing with and the fact that we can't run the ball, it's a tough situation for a quarterback. So if he can continue to make progress, I'll be very, very pleased by that, because I think this is a tough situation for any quarterback to be playing in.
I know Kevin Stefanski has put a lot on protect the football, don't turn the ball over. That goes all the way back to how last year went wrong. I'm looking at this and go, I just want touchdowns. I can live with turnovers if there's enough touchdowns. Over the final three games, what are you kind of waiting more in your evaluation of Shador, the big bad plays or the big good plays?
No, I'm with you. I think that, you know, he's shown that he can be explosive. And so that is certainly welcome. That's something that we have not really been for quite some time, right, as an offense, and certainly not this year. So to get to see him be able to make those kind of explosive plays, I think that's been a very good thing to see as a Browns fan. And so the next step then, right, is being a little bit more consistent. It's being eliminating some of the big negative plays. And so it's a combination of both. But to me, the fact that he can get going and that he can make some of those plays down the field, that opens things up. That should open things up. And I've been a big fan of Isaiah Bonds the whole time, and that has been good to see him being able to get behind the defense, which he does every week, and actually be able to get some plays down the field. The question is going to be, can he continue to be consistent? Can we minimize the mistakes? Can we have more things happening in structure, more things happening on time, on schedule? I think that is really kind of the next evolution as you look at it for Shador Sanders.
Is there anything, a lot of fans afterwards are complaining about Harold Fannin Jr., not him particularly, but saying that Shador was targeting him just way too many times. I looked at that Lions game yesterday. Amon-Ra St. Brown had 9 targets in the first half for 130 yards. It looked like an okay plan to me. Do you make anything of that, though, the idea that he is relying on Harold Fannin? I look at it as him just being open. How do you see it?
Yeah, I think Harold Fannin's been open, and I think he has a comfort level and a trust level with Harold Fannin. When I talked with Shador last week, you know, his trust in seeing things through the same eyes as his players, that is something that is a big, big deal to him. And so clearly he feels like that he is on that level with Harold Fannin, and that's why the ball's going to go there. And the other thing is, you know, that's a team that they were without their linebacker. Tremaine Edmonds has been out for a while, and so there was a little bit of an advantage, I think, with Fannin against their linebackers, and that's where the ball goes. You know, Shador's the guy who says, you know, I'm going to kind of try to get the ball to the guy that is open, and if Harold Fannin happens to be open more, he's going to get more opportunities. I think I know that I've been kind of lied that, well, that's leading to interceptions. He's forcing it to him. I mean, Harold Fannin had a career-high 8 catches and over 100 yards against Tennessee, and that wasn't a problem, so I don't see that being a problem.
Nathan, what happened with the wristband thing, and how big of impact do you think it had on the first two drives?
I don't think it actually was. I don't know. Is it the answer? Kevin Stefanski said today that basically one of the cards fell out, and so they just had to swap the wristband with one of the ones on the sideline. So that's all I know about it. I don't think it was an issue. I think it was an issue on the drive where he went to look for it, and the card wasn't in there, which wasn't – I don't think it was one of the first two drives. I may not be remembering it correctly, but – I think they got that fixed pretty quickly. It's obviously nothing anybody wants to see or to have happen, but that's what happened.
Should Jerry Jeudy have pulled down that catch?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it hit him in the chest. So, yeah, I thought that was a heck of a ball from Shador Sanders. And, you know, Judy's had a problem a little bit with some of those drops this year, and that was a big one. I mean, when we were doing it, your broadcast booth in Chicago is not in a great spot, so that was basically the other end of the stadium. But you could tell the ball got through to Jeudy, and I think Siciliano even may have called it initially as a touchdown. And then I was like, wait a second, I think the Bears guy's got the ball. And he did. And you're like, how'd that happen? And then we watched the replay and just kind of went right off of his chest into the hands of the Chicago Bear there. That was, yeah, that's a tough one. And that's, you know, you've got to help your quarterback out when he makes a throw like that. And that was a big time throw. You got to come down with that. And Jerry Jeudy, you know, is our top receiver. Those are plays he's got to make, and he would know that.
Nathan, why haven't the Browns been able to get the special teams wrapped up to a point where it's just not killing you every week?
I don't know. And it's a great question, and it's one that eventually the Browns are going to have to get this figured out, because you cannot continue to operate in a world in which that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A problem week in and week out. You know, this is a team that was going to be able to be successful because they ran the football. We haven't really been able to do that. Played great defense. Yes, for the most part, we've done that. Of late, it's been a little bit tougher. And then be neutral to good on special teams, and that has not been the case at all. We have really struggled on special teams week in and week out, and there's always a big return or a big negative play. It's frustrating, and I think that's, you know, one of the big reasons that the Browns are not in it right now, even though, listen, this team has got its issues clearly, but this division was ripe for the taking this year. And one of the reasons I think we're not in that mix where we're still playing meaningful football is simply because the special teams have not been up to par.
You mentioned the defense over the past couple of weeks. Is this all just because of the Malik Collins injury, or is it like what's happened with this step back? And do you feel like it's going to get corrected for the final three games?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I talked with Joe Thomas earlier today on Browns Daily, and I said, you know, we were given a lot of praise to Malik Collins, but maybe we weren't given enough, because that is the big change, and it's clearly had a major impact, not only in the run defense, but even in our ability to rush the passer a little bit, too. So, yeah, I think he was playing great, but that's the nature of the NFL. You know, no team's 100% healthy at this point in the season. And so guys who get opportunities, you know, this would be a good time. I know Mason Graham himself is banged up, but we need Mason Graham to kind of step into that role. I thought Mike Hall had a nice game. I thought Shelby Harris had a nice game, but we need guys to step into that role because Malik Collins was playing at a Pro Bowl All-Pro level, and Malik Collins will not be playing the rest of the season.
All right, Nathan, the non-wrestling fan on the show was intrigued by the internet's take on John Cena tapping out in his final performance or his final wrestling match against Gunther. Are you good with how John Cena left the wrestling world as an active wrestler?
I thought it stunk. I thought it was awful.
Me too.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, what is that?
It was horrible. So the tradition is that when you retire, you always put somebody over. So you go out, you know, looking at the lights or tapping out in this case, and on some level, I don't have a problem with that. But Gunther's not, I think he's a very good wrestler. That's not my cup of tea. I don't find his style to be entertaining. I don't find his promos to be entertaining. That's not the guy to me that should retire. Somebody who's on the wrestling Mount Rushmore. I mean, when you main event as many WrestleManias as John Cena did, that's where you are. And so I didn't like the choice. I thought the match itself, the story that was told was very plodding. Because that's just kind of Gunther's style, you know, that it's supposed to be very realistic, but it's, you know, it just ends up being chops and European uppercuts and clotheslines and sleeper holds and power bumps. And it's like, okay, I've seen it, got it. You know, he kicked out of a billion different things from Cena. And I just think at some point, like, this is an entertainment show, and everybody knows that now. And the WWE has peeled the curtain back so far that you know that this is decided in a meeting who's going to win the match, which I never think they should have done it to that level that they did with that kind of behind the scenes show. But you know, at the end, what if the goal is for the Heat then to be on Gunther, but the Heat was actually on Triple H because people hated what he did. They hated the booking of the main event more than they even cared to hate the guy that just beat their hero. And I understand what they're trying to do, kind of Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, smiling and sacrificing himself so that the business can go on. But his whole thing is never give up, never quit. And he quit in his last match with a smile on his face, which I thought was weird. And number two, like, we know that it's a scripted thing. That crowd shelled out a lot of money, and I'm pretty sure they shelled out a lot of money to see John Cena win one last time, and I think that's what they should have done. I thought it was, honestly, I thought it was as poorly executed as possible.
Right there with you. Yeah, like, I mean, come on. This is like, I asked Nick if this would be like Patrick Mahomes' final game if the NFL was scripted, if he like beat Daniel Jones, and he's like, yeah, that seems about right. Like, why would you do that? This seems, or if he lost to Daniel Jones, it's like, why would you do that? That seems awful.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, Gunther retired, Goldberg, and I think there's going to be some more retirements. Maybe Chris Jericho comes back, AJ Styles, Brock, and I think their plan is to have him retire all these people and try to make him a star. It's just not going to work. He's not, he doesn't have the charisma. He doesn't have the in-ring style that can be captivating to be that top guy for that long. And my guess is they'll ultimately, you know, feed him to a guy like Bron Breakker, who I think has a chance to be a real star. But it was terrible. Like, I would have rather seen him wrestle The Rock one last time at WrestleMania, and then you wouldn't know who was going to win because really neither one of them needed to benefit. I just thought it was an F if I was grading it on a scale of A to F.
In fairness, Goldberg retired about 10 years ago and kept wrestling. All right, buddy, we appreciate you. Have a good week.
Thank you, Nathan.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Browns analyst Nathan Zagura on the Fan Hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.